We'll begin some of phase. Tonight is the 34th yard site of Yaakov ben Chizkiyahu, right? David's father. So tonight's learning should be an Eloi for his neshama.
Amen.
Okay, without further ado. We're telling you we're doing eating truma b'shogeg. Now we're going to start a new parak that talks about eating it b'mezid. So the Mishnah says, "Ha'echol truma mezid." A person eats truma b'mezid. So mishalom is a karen; he has to pay for what he ate, obviously. And any mishalom is a chumash. There's no din chumash by b'mezid. Hatashlum and chulin, and what you pay is chulin. It remains chulin in the rishus of the kohen. It does not convert into truma like b'shogeg. That's obviously a gzeras hakosav by b'shogeg. This is a regular din tashlum. And therefore, matzah kain limchol Michael. If he wants to be Michael, he can be Michael. The whole, what part? How many parts are there? There's only one part. Yeah. We're not talking about the shemayim of the misabi de shemayim of someone eating, you know, truma. We're talking about money over here.
So
yeah.
There's no kapara, though, right? Because if it stays non truma. And there's not even a chumash,
it's going to have to be like old-fashioned tshuva. You know? Old-fashioned tshuva. I didn't do these notes. Let's take a look. It may seem paradoxical that an unintentional offender is penalized more severely than an intentional sinner. I don't know. It sounds like the opposite, right, based on what you just said, right? However, it's precisely because of the severity of the crime of the intentional sinner that he does not pay the additional fifth. The payment of the fifth is atonement. And the intentional sinner is so grave, it cannot be atoned for by means of mere monetary payments. Rambam commentary, how about that? But does the Rambam say what the atonement is? I don't know. I guess so.
That's what it says in the B'nai Moshe.
Same Moshe says that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, the Mara Fulda says on the Mishnah, Ha'echel Truma Mezid below Hasra. We're talking about where you're eating it without Hasra. If Adam gave him Hasra, then the Elu Hisubai, then what's the rule? Like of Enim Shalim. Then he would get Malkus. And a person gets Malkus, we say, Kim Levin Aram Minei, and he only gets the Malkus, and he does not pay anything. Right? Misa Midei Shamayim is not enough to create Kolim Darabine, okay? That's about it. Let's go back to the Gemara. Okay? Ha'echel Truma Mezid. So let's go to the next page. Tamon Taninon. Elohein Alekin. So we're going to discuss two Mishnayos, one in Makas and one in Ksubas. So there's a mission in Marcus that says these are the ones that get Malkus. And one of them is someone who has relations with his sister. V'hasninon, but we have another mission in Ksubas and Perik Elanaris, right? That what does it say? It says if you honest a woman, right? If you have to pay you have to pay a penalty, right? I forgot the amount. What is it, 50 or 100? I forgot 50. The amount. 50, right? So so what's going on over here? All based on those two Mishnayos, one Mishnah says you get Malkus, the other Mishnah says you pay. So you see, you are like all Mishalim, right? Ha, I don't like it. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's a good one.
That's my parents, my rish me to sneeze. Shkach, mom and dad. So the Gemara says this cannot, the English says this cannot be. A person cannot be liable, lashes and monetary payments. So they contradict each other. So that's a stira in Mishnayos, right? You can't be loko mishalim, that's a given. So therefore, how could one Mishnah say you pay and one Mishnah say you get malchus? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Let's start in Himasni. So here we go. We have the second time in two pages. You have the word let's start them. What's let's start them mean here? Im Hisruboy. If they gave him Hasra, so then he gets Malkus. So that's the Mishnah in Malkus. And if Lo Hisruboy Mashalim, that'll be the Mishnah in Ksubas, right? So one each Mishnah is talking about it's each individual case. That's let's start them. So Rabbi Yochanan made Malkus Tashlumin. Like of any Mishalim. So Rabbi Yochanan thought, if a person is confronted with a case where he has both Malkus and Tashlumin, then what should he do? He should get Malkus and not pay. That's what he thought. 9:10.
Could you give him the more chomer one?
One second. Rabbi Yochanan, and footnote 10, Rabbi Yochanan explained the Mishnah in Malkus refers to a case where the person was warned. And the law is that he receives Malkus, and that he's therefore exempt. I don't know what that adds. It doesn't add anything. So you're asking a question. You wonder why he held that way?
I'm just saying he gets the Malkus because that's the more chomer punishment.
I don't know. I can't tell you the answer for right now. I'm not sure. Why it's
that, Gemara's going to say it. I just didn't look for it.
Yeah, I guess so. So Gemara says Gemara going to ask Liolkel Yishalim. Let him get Malkus and pay. Why are you only giving him one? So Gemara says the famous pasuk, the famous drasha, Kedei Rishas Zay. Does he quote the whole pasuk here? Yeah, it says V'ha'yim bin ha'kaisa rasha, he pilat shayfet, he called the funav Kedei Rishas Zay. The missed part, right? So if he's chayiv malchus, you give him malchus kedei rishoso. Kedei rishoso means keneged his the rishos that he did. That's rishoso singular. Only one. You're only going to punish him one time. You're not going to give him multiple punishments, right? Rishachas atomachayve v'yantomachayve shtei rishias, and therefore you only get malchus. In fact, the Gemara v'yashalom v'lo yilka, let him pay and not get malchus. So the Gemara on the base. The pasuk is talking about where you have two punishments, and nonetheless, the pasuk says if he peel hot shayfet, if he call the funav, there is also a misbar. So the pasuk says that you're going to give him malchus, even though there was a chiyuv moment anyway, and yet it says kedei rishoso, you're only going to give him one penalty. So you see, you take that's a yekan and svar, I guess. Does anybody say a reason for the pasuk?
Why do we need a pasuk if we have a sar?
No, we're trying to answer the question: why does the pasuk decide to choose Malkus over Tashlumin when you are confronted with both? I guess you're right. But a Rabbi Minei, you give him the bigger. I guess Rabbi Minei is the bigger punishment. I guess it makes sense, right? You always give him the most chomerdik punishment. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, if a person's high of two mises, you know, skila and srefa, so you're going to give him skila because that's more chomer. Okay, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar. So Rav Yechon holds that if you weren't given a hasra before the Aveira, then you don't get Malkus, and in which case you're going to pay. You don't say chayve Malkus Shaikigen Pturin. Right? This very often by chayve mises we say, even if you don't get the misa, but the fact that you did it, the aveira, which is has a chi of misa, you still apply kamlim ramine. But by malchus, we're not saying that. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's only if you're actually chayve malchus that you will be potter from the tashlumen. Okay?
He wasn't given
asra.
He was.
Oh, again, you want to say a case. So, okay, he was not given asra.
Which case
are you referring to? In the introductory note, we said both ways. Rabbi Yochanan said both things. He said, if you're given Hasra and you give him Malkus, you don't pay. If you're not given Malkus, then you do pay. Even though he did an Aveira, which has a potential of Chi of Malkus, nonetheless, you're still going to be Chayav to pay. That's all. So Rish Lakish disagrees. Rishim and Lakish, Oimer, Afilu Lo Hesubayin HaMashalim. Mi acher she ilu hisuba hayulake. He holds it just like chiyuvei misa, right? Just like where chiyuvei misa makes a difference whether you physically get killed or not, whether you got the hasar or not. The avera is so chomer that it patters you. You say kum l'minarav minei. So it's I don't know how to describe it exactly. So the chomer ha'avera is such that I guess the punishment you're going to get, even if you do b'shogeg, is enough to pat you from tashlum. And I'm not sure how to be masber the exact two sides of this case. I thought that the shaila over here was a question of how you view malchus. Do you view malchus as capital punishment? Is although he doesn't die, but maybe there's a class
under the category of
capital punishment, which is such that it makes a difference whether you're going to physically experience that pain or not. That would be Rabbi Yochanan's approach. Whereas Rosh Lakish holds no, that it's just like Chiyuvei Misa, just like that's, I mean, I don't know.
But by not getting Asura, it does weaken the punishment, correct?
Yeah, he's not going to get Malchus.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't understand what is
Rish Lakish holds your potter from Tashlumen whether you get the Malchus or whether you don't get the Malchus. The main thing is, you did an Aveira Sheesh by Malchus, that's enough to potter you. Okay?
Without any punishment.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to pay you.
No, he doesn't have to pay you nothing. If you're going to do an Aveira, do it without Hasra, and you'll get off scot. You'll be potter. Yeah, I don't know if you do a b'shogeg, whether you might even be potter if you do a b'shogeg.
Oh, shogeg, you have to pay.
Shogeg, you have to pay.
You have to pay.
Not by misa.
No. Oh, because people are drawing.
Yeah, so I don't know if he go all the way. I don't know about that. Yeah, okay. It says in 3, let's look what it says. Rav Shimon Lakish maintains if one would be exempt from paying money if he committed a given act intentionally, he's also exempt from paying if he committed the act unintentionally. Or it says it right here. Similarly, if you're not warned, yeah, the Mara, see, does Mara Folda say this? Apparently he does.
Yeah,
if you look in the Mara Folda, the last wide line at the top, I'm talking about fourth line down. V'lohi mashalim hachinami ki lo hisur bay eno mashalim d'chol shahamezid putter shogeg nami putter. There you see. So Rish Lakish holds whether it's without hasra or whether it's b'shogeg, a person does an aver sheish b'malkus is putter. Okay, very good. So the Gemara asks, Masnisa pligar Rav Shimon Lakish, and Mishnah seems to argue, right? Why? Because we just quoted it, Elanar Sheish Lahem Knas. It says that there are cases there where you do have to pay. V'ilu Hisser Boy ain't a like it. If they would, V'ilu Hisser Boy ain't a like it, would he not get Malchus? Had they given him Hasra, Avada he'd get Malchus also. And nevertheless, it says that you have to pay, right? So according to Rish Lakish, even if you were not warned, you should not have to pay the fine. Why does it say if you violate the sister, you pay a fine? That's the question. Right. So Pasul Rav Shimon Lakish, Kerem Meir. So what does he do? He goes in, he vataiches the Mishnah, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. There's a Shita of Rav Meir, Rav Meir Amar, like Mishalim. There is another Tana. The Taka holds that way. Rav Meir holds you do get Malchus and pay at the same time. He quotes it over here in 6 by Adam Zayman over here. The Mishnah Malchus 1-2, Bavli 4a, records a dispute between Rav Meir and the other sages as to how witnesses who tested falsely regarding a monetary matter are penalized. Sages say the witnesses only receive one penalty following the general rule, you only get one penalty. And the penalty is that they must pay the money to the person they tried. I see some like Hashem Zomas Lachav, right? And Rav Meir disagrees. He says, no, they're in fact liable for two penalties. They have to pay money, and they get Malchus, because they derive from different sources, right? Because it says, Laisan of Reach Eichav. You're not allowed to say false testimony. So they're over that Laisase. And there's a special pasuk by Yom Zayim Malasis and like Hashem Zayim Malasis Lachav. So a mayor holds you give both, you give Malkus, and you have to pay. So you see, there's a shita of a mayor that holds like a umashalim. That's basically what we're saying, right? And that's how he's going to fataish the Mishnah in Ksubas. That's Rish Lakish is going to learn that that Mishnah in Ksubas comes out like a mayor. Okay? Whereas Rabbi Yochanan answered the Mishnah. He said the reason why the Mishnah says you pay is because we're talking about we didn't give Hasra, and that's why you didn't get the Malkus. Okay, fine. The Gemara now goes, Rabbi Avu
B'Shem. According to Rabbi Meir, in our situation here, if he ate the Truma of Amazit, he should get Malkus and pay.
With Hasra?
Yeah.
Yes. If he ate Truma B'Mezid with Hasra, he'd both get Malkus and he'd have to pay.
But he doesn't have the concept of
Tumah. At least not here. I don't know about my Chiyuv and Misa. My Malkus.
So you're saying that it's different Malkus.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. So now they're discussing what's the source. Where are they learning their shitas from? So a mayor learns out from Maitzi Shemra. It says, well, Anshuai Sai. Maitzi Shemra, you know, you get married and you say, oh, I didn't find that your daughter was a Pasula. She was a Bu'ula, right? So that's, and it turns out that he was lying. It's Maitzi Shemra. He has to pay. That's where it's 100. There it's Maya. It's 100. So and also it says, well, Anshuai said they have to give him punishment for saying such bad things, right? And he gets Malkus. So there, so Meir's going to use Maitzi Shemra as his source for Loiko Mashalim, right? Anshuai say Mammon, V'Yisruai say Malkus. So you see that you get Malkus and Mammon. Rabban and Ami, they disagree. What? L'chidusha yasa Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra is an exception to the rule. Is a special chiddush. What's the special chiddush of Maitzi Shemra? That Davreshu Yotz Bechidushin. Wait a minute. What's the special chiddush? The Fisha B'chol Malkaim Ain Adam Eschai B'Diburo. The kind Adam Eschai B'Diburo. Where do you find a person's guilty for saying something? You don't usually. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about monetary things here.
Well, that's what Adam Zomerman are.
Oh, that's the bottom. They asked that question. Our obers in shlita, machaving to the kasha in the footnotes. And the answer is very simple because it says in the pasuk, by Adam Zomim, by Sisim Loi Kasha Zomim, last Yisrael Achiv. The Torah is makshiv, edus like a maisa. So it's exception to the rule, although we normally refer to dibur as dibur ba'alma. By Adam, it's not considered dibur ba'alma. That's what they say. I think it's in the footnote. 11. See? 11 they have. You see it's a brackets. Footnote 11. So so the Gemara, that's we're in the middle of explaining the Chacham's response, right? The Hishab Hamakam ain't on the side of the board, but kind of on the side of the board. But Kishem Shane Lamed in the middle of Dabar Acher, just like you don't learn to chol atara kula to say that you're chayev for dibur, so kachein lemeinu b'milu lo anishim v'lo l'makas. So you can't learn out that you don't say kol levin rabbi where you have tashlum and malchus. That's just not. You can't learn from that case. It's a special chiddushdika case. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. Okay. Very good. Now, Kadei Rishasim b'mispar, we said you can only get one punishment. Lachin Amar Rabu b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan b'Mezid b'Chelev u'b'Shagei b'Karban. Remember, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. That if you were when you ate Chelev, remember Yichayev Achatas if you eat it b'Shagei, Yichayev Karas if you eat it b'Mezid. If you get Hasra, Yichayev Malkus. Yeah. Now, what happens if when you ate it b'Mezid with Hasra? But you did not realize that this is something that had you eaten it b'shogeg, you'd be chayav chatas. So you it's a shigigas chatas and an azodan ba'achila, right? He's eating it b'mezid, knowing that it's aser min ha-Torah to eat this b'mezid because he got asra. But he didn't know all the halachas. Nidgavos, you're chayav chatas if you do it b'shogeg. So what's the din? If Edom gave you a hasra not to eat chalav and you didn't know that you're chayav chatas b'shogeg, zok the Gemara, you're loike, and he brings a carbon chatas. That's an achilav amazing, you bring a carbon chatas, even though normally you only bring a carbon when you eat b'shogeg, but this is considered an achilav b'shogeg since you didn't realize that you're chayav chatas if you would have eaten it b'shogeg. So it's already a shtuk of shogeg, even though you're eating it intentionally. So what does it say? Masun, maso. So this is like a little kasha, a little bit of a kasha of Rabbi Yochanan against himself, right? This was a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan. He himself is saying over here what? That you're going to get malchus and you're going to bring a carbon. So it's two punishments. We just said you give kedei rishah, so you give one punishment, not two punishments. Here you got two punishments. You think this is a good kasha? Yeah. I don't like this kasha. I totally don't like this kasha. Why don't I like this kasha? Oh, all right.
You know the answer.
No, I didn't like it when I read it. It's two different things. Here, in other words, the till now when we've been talking about this kedei rishah, so you did one maisa. You had relations with your sister, right? One maisa, one second, that's not a good answer.
I thought
I had an answer. Maybe I'm wrong. One second. I just thought this was like two separate angles. In other words, there's a shogeg here, and there's a mazid here. So I thought, because you're a shogeg and you're a mazid, so it's like coming from two places, so how could you use this as a kasha? But maybe that's not a good answer. Okay, never mind. Okay. Okay, so my answer is Rabun Barchia B'Shem Rab Shulbar Yerv Yitzchak Shnei Dvor Mishun LeBezdin. If two matters are given over to Bezdin, so you have a Chiyuv Hashlum and of Mamon, and you have a Chiyuv of Malkus. They're both given over to Bezdin. So Bezdin can only enforce one of the penalties. Atofes Echad Mehem. You have to only grab hold of one penalty. As opposed to that which is a Shamayim issue, so bringing a carbon is not something that Bezdin's Machayev you. That's something that has nothing to do with Bezdin. In fact, something that's a Kapara, it says Beferish in the Gemara, anytime you have something which is a Kapara, Bezdin is not Koifa, right? There are two categories, Kol Shemat and Skara, Kosu Betzido, by a mitzvah. Sometimes a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah. With kofin oisei atchet yetzi nafsho. My person says he doesn't want to build a sukkah. He doesn't want to be yotze lulav. Malkin oisei atchet yetzi nafsho until he does it, right? That's the Gemara Ksubas. But that's only a mitzvah. Shein matan schara kosu betzida. So for kibbut of haim, it says, laman yarichan yamechol ha'adama. Right? It says you're going to have arichas yomim. So there are bezdins not kaifa because the matan schara is kosu betzida. So what I was getting at with this, I just lost my track of thought. Yeah, so, and the same thing is true by a carbon. If a person's high of a carbon, if the carbon brings me kapara, such as a carbon chatas, and I don't want to do it, Bez is not going to be kai for me. Because if I don't do it, I know I'm not going to get a kapara. The kefiyah is built in, so to speak. I know it's for my own good to bring the carbon. So Bez doesn't have to get involved. It's completely between me and Kosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of the Gemara. Okay? Shnei Dvarim B'Shum Bezin, Yatzadar B'Shum Masal Shamayim. Okay? Is this a good stopping point? How are we doing on time? A little time. Should we go a little further? We can go a little further if you want. Okay?
Yeah.
That's it. They disagree whether a person will not actually receive lashes for his crime, must pay money as a result. So, Hakom Waidim Shein Mamane Talmitza. Everybody agrees there's no obligation to pay money along the death penalty. That means you don't pay for liability incurred while committing a crime that bears death penalty, even if you're not warned and not executed, right? That's what we said. We said, Chayve Mises Shoig again. Everybody agrees there's a Dinah Kol Mamane Rav Minei. This whole discussion is about Malkus. person who strikes an animal has to pay for it, and a person who kills a person will be put to death. So the Gemara makes a, we're going to, now on Samach Gimel, Gemara makes a comparison. Ma'amaka behema. Look, you locked up being shogging by mazed, lachai by mammon, just like by behema. Doesn't matter whether you did it on purpose or not, right? Adamut lo'ilam, right? You chive whether you did it intentionally or not. So af make adam, the same thing, since they're juxtaposed in the pasuk. So therefore, hitting a person is also the same thing. Lo'takla bo mishogim b'mezin, liftar. So even if you'll be putter from the tashlum, and even if you hit him, even if you kill him b'shogeg. But ma pligin, where do they argue? But mominate some malchus. It's only about when we're talking about malchus. There's no moment by miso because coming to Rabbi, but there is moment by makas if he did a b'shogeg. Reb Shimon Lachishamar k'shem shem etzel miso kachem mamon etzel makas, that they're exactly the same. They're both under the category of coming to Rabbi. They're both, in other words, like it's kind of like what I was telling to say before. Reb Lachish mamish treats malchus like a capital punishment, and Reb Yechonon feels it's not the same. Okay, Ad Kan, Das Samach Beis. Thank you.